Players, this is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast, a recap of this week in Dominion Games. I am your host, Strumpf, and this is the episode for August 16, 2021. This week's nail polish is 3. As most of you have guessed, it's chrome. The color quiz was about as creative as the nail polish name itself this week, I know. It's a nice shade, though. So shiny, so chrome. I am so happy to talk to you again. I know it's not been more than a week for you, but for me, it has. I'm a little torn because I feel like I do need to take a break after the season and then probably return with the next one in October. But I also really missed doing the pod this last week. I very much enjoy doing the interviews as well, but they do eat up a lot of time with editing. And so I think it'll be best to keep my initial rhythm of one interview per season and then just treat myself to free Monday nights for the duration of the league break. We'll see. I mean, it'll definitely be better for everyone if I don't get to rant about elections all September, probably, because I'll be really frustrated. I can feel it already. The joy. Anyways, from what I've heard so far, I gather you liked the interview with Recycled Garbage, which makes me very happy. I know someone was sad about me not liking Ultimate Frisbee, but you know what? I am happy you like it, and I am very impressed by your stamina, and I hope you know that my remarks were entirely subjective. As some of you might have noticed, I completely forgot to put RG's website in the episode's show notes. I have amended that in the meantime. I was very happy with our interview, so thank you again, my friend. And I think that was all the housekeeping. So let's get this thing started. A players were busy these past 2 weeks. N.A. Smith 99 won against Krebka 2 and tied Shanahan and Sam E. While Johns won against Shanahan and Sam E. and tied Krebka. Which leaves Johns in preliminary first position of A tier, closely followed by N.A. Smith. Johns has a current win rate of 67% in 3, and we are all looking forward to J-Nails entering the competition, hopefully, at some point. In B1, Negative took the lead back from Mixinak, with currently one single win ahead. And in B2, Singlety tied Sikkimatic in the lead. Sikkimatic now with a comfortable win rate of 71% in 4. Over in C tier, Furcoal overtook Apostolos in C1. In C2, Orange Person swept past Switch on 33 and currently sits at number 1 position with a win rate of 67% in 3. Marcos is now on top of C3 after winning against both Yoma and Fika Monster. And in C4, Sir Lucasen overtook Trippy and is now in number 1 position of his division. Russ 2 remains in the lead of players with finished matches in D1. D2 players finally decided to play some matches, and Jant Grizz is currently leading this division. In D3, Monk FSH overtook Sharur at the top, and Cyrusk overtook Triple Range Merge in the number 1 spot of D4. Over in E1, Leonard H broke the tie with WJ11 and is now the sole player on top of that division with a win rate of exactly 65% in 23 games. IRAS42 overtook Ed Detector in the lead of E2. I'm looking at players who already finished at least one match here. 8, 19, 28, 128 swept past their competition to the top of E3 with a win rate of 67% in 3. In E4, Person Man broke the tie with Willpower 264 and is now in number one position with a win rate of 72% in 3. And in E5, Timo K added another win to his run. Now, with an 88% win rate in 4, he gave exactly 3 games away out of 24. Hi there! Congratulations! Well done. In E6, we had no changes. C. Erlandi remains in the lead. S. Sounder remains in the lead of E7 with a current win rate of 66% in 22 games. And Zmobi, who is not Zombie, remains in the lead of E8 with a win rate of 67% in 3. Which brings us to the results comment shoutout section, where we continue our saga with Casual Majestic commenting results from F2. Apparently, they only played one game, which Casual Majestic won against Ich bin da. And they comment part 2, Limassol, Cyprus. Then we had a results comments by Eglit for H7. Eglit played 3-5-2-5 against Aventador 18. And Eglit says, sorry for all the crises. I hope you're okay. And then continuation of the saga. F2, Casual Majestic 1-4-2 against Tank CMY and comments Grafenwöhr Bavaria. Then we had a comment by Putje, who played 4-2 against Troll Toll would be really cute. They played for G4, and Putje says, nice kingdoms overall. I learned the hard way that you can't regain a disciple. Sad crying emoji. Feel a bit ashamed though for the last game to finish in turn 34. 34! When I won the curse split 9-1. No comment from me. And then we had a result comment from Dornado, who played 4-0 against Srimruva for G7. And Tornado says, better to be lucky than good. Thanks for a fun, fast season, everybody. I appreciate you all getting your matches played with me this week. So, thank you to all the G7 players. You are very nice. Then, oh yeah, that was a big games result. Halo Andy 007 tied Kilohertz, and Andy says, all big games matches must be split evenly. And then we had Red Lee, who tied their match against Nietzsche for G9. And Red Lee says, 50%, yeehaw! And another Casual Majestic results comment. So again, F2, Casual Majestic, 1-3-0 against F Wood, Jülich, Germany. I am so curious. I'll have to ask them at some point, I think. And then we had another comment. This is for I10. We had Otrukol717, tying Crazy Joker. And Otrukol comments, fun times. We would like the 8295757578 game reviewed. So I can't really tell you from when this is, but if you're in the mood and if this haven't been done before, please review game 8295757578 for Otrukol717 and I10. And another comment from Dark Wrath, who played 3-5-2-5 against Rude Boy 38 for F6, and Dark Wrath says, "Thanks for staying up late to finish these tight games." So, not so rude after all. And the final results comment for this episode is from Person Man, who played 4-2 against Willpower 264 for E4. And Person Man says, "An important lesson was learned regarding knights and invest, smiley. Also, a much stupider lesson regarding hitting 9 on turn 3 on a single gain donate board." A sticking your tongue out emoji. And with this, we are moving over to the significantly shoutout section. And what can I tell you? 45 new people joined the Significant Lead Club. You are all fantastic. So, I already told you about John Sycamatic, Orange Person, Triple Range Merge. I didn't. So, Triple Range Merge has 72% in 3 now. But I did tell you about Leonard H, 8, 19, 28, 128, Person Man, S Sounder, and Zmobi. Now, the other people who joined the club these past 2 weeks are in F tier, DDX Frog, Alunik, Ich bin da, Casual Majestic, Marco Kette, Dark Wrath, and Eskoglund. In G tier, we have BM Leap, Pultje, Setup Fire, JSKN, Prismatic 70, Gary of PGH2, Lavender Cello, and Abir. Abir. What do you want to drink? Abir. In H tier, we have the Dark Lord, Iparis. Ooh! Iparis is in my division. That's cool. Titol, H Gilfix, Math Raccoon 51, Ecole, Purdue Pete, Snowburger, Hamburginho. Oh no, Hamburginho is in I tier. So, in I tier, Hamburginho. Iliana 294, DFO David, B Split, Sweet 786, Nerilica, Jennifer Q Zhu, Nickel B 474. I had this epiphany. It's probably Nickel B. Nickel, well, Kyle and Kyle C. And then for J tier, we have Jack Joab N, A Curious Thing, Bacon Potato, Hicks 4047, MX Game Pro, Cromulus, CJ Panzalan, Netflix, and capital letters Netflix, Dr. BWS, Miri Coco, Choco Pie, BJ Tight 15, Star 2 Simone, and Charles Bukowski. So, congratulations to all of you. Very well done. And a special shout out to our 80% players. Team OK, of course, Cromulus, Netflix, and BJTAIT 15. You are playing so well. Moving on to size games. Big Games 3 started. We're already in round 2. Round 1 saw Folivora, Catstealer 419, and Cyrusk win their matches, and ties between Nezala and Fire on Ice, Fika Monster and Charlie Pianist, and Kilohertz and Halo Andy 007 each. Cyrusk and Catstealer won their respective matches in round 2 as well, while Fire on Ice and Fika tied their match. As you might imagine, Cyrusk and Catstealer are currently leading overall standings. Medium Game 6 are underway as well. Our groups this time are Basilica and Colonnade. Colonnade players are slacking a little. There's only been one match played so far. Basilica players are already almost three quarters done. Snowbizzy and S Sounder are currently leading overall standings. Now, something's up with small games 12, probably vacations, but we're still stalling at the moment. We're waiting for the semi-finals. Eshikur will play Abad349 and Elado will play Svenno Benno. Meanwhile, Small Games 13 kicked off. We have three groups. Caraway players are already halfway finished with their matches. Then there was one match in Fenugreek, and in my own group, Turmeric, nothing has happened so far. However, I have two of my three matches scheduled for this week already. Overall rankings are currently led by 6K3W7IV5TG28 with a solid 100% wins in their first match. In Duel said the first bracket gave us some truly prestigious encounters in quarters and semis. In the end, Mixinak and Hazipzix pulled through to the grand finale, which is set to take place sometime this week. In seconds bracket, quarters have also been played, and we're currently awaiting the second semi between Nesala and Cyrusk. The winner of this match will advance to the grand finale, where they will meet Rust2, who won his semi against S-Sounder. The grand finale of the thirds bracket will be a German derby between Assemble.me and Chesstic, who won their semis against Bitterworm Coil and C. R. Lundy, respectively. And in my bracket, I am currently holding up progress. I still need to schedule my semifinal match against Bacon Potato, and whoever wins will meet the man 0613 in the finale, who won his semi against Blam Blam Bunny. And now I thought I'd tell you a little more about German League, because there is some player overlap, and I've been playing five tournaments already. So, the structure is basically the same as Q Cup. You play random people and get +5 points for a win and -3 for a loss. And I think, is it 1 point for a tie? I'm not sure. It's different from Q Cup in so far as you play for 3 hours instead of two, and it's a fixed date every other Saturday. Also, I think it's an official thing by ISS. I don't know. I can't really say how many players there are overall, but the 32 best by the end of November will play a final tournament in December to, I guess, determine an overall champion. I don't know. This tournament, however, was set to be in person, but who knows if this is at all realistic with the pandemic and stuff. Anyways, I would of course love to meet everyone, so I just hope it'll be possible. It would be so cool. So of the current 32 players that are on the list, you may be familiar with Tufte, Negativ, Chesstic, Nesala, Ingix, RTT, and Namek. But Ich bin da, Paisteo, Bienchen, Cyberlady 2277, and Zwergnase 9 912, and of course myself also play League. And so far, overall standings are led by Ich bin da, Peter, and Tufte. And I think Nesala won Saturday's tournament. So congrats! And now for my personal week in games. Before my vacation, I played another half match for League, which went pretty poorly. Now I have 2.5 League matches left to play, but it seems like all of my opponents are on vacation now. So it'll be a pretty busy last League week for your humble host. I had a very nice Dominion day or night on Saturday. It was quite eventful after a full week of no Dominion. First, I won the Panda Derby. I am in the dual set semis now. Hopefully to be played soonish. After that, I played some German League games where I won three, lost two, and then Q Cup where I won two, lost two. I had to stop after an hour because it was just too much Dominion at that point. I couldn't really focus anymore. Yeah, so there's the 2.5 league matches yet to be played, the dual set semifinal, and three small games matches, of which I'll play one Tuesday 15 UTC and another Thursday 16 UTC. But that's a lot of matches I need to play in a short amount of time. It's a bummer we kind of all missed each other with our vacations. But oh well. Also, I am resolved to play more rated games. I think it's time. I'm at 40 now. I was thinking to do maybe one person game for every three red games and then slowly work myself up from there. But we'll see. Also, I put together a Mega Dominion playlist with 400 or so songs on Spotify that will be playing for the next couple months. And I just threw everything and anything in there I like, with the exception of Disney, and I'm very much looking forward to having this playing. It's called Dominion Radio Makes Me Sing. And with this, we have reached the preview. So, heading over to the calendar, we have a League D match coming up tonight, 22 UTC. That is Monday. Junt Grizz VJ Truppiano. Tomorrow, that is Tuesday. We have another League D match. Heth will play Jekyll at 17:30 UTC. Oh, and will you look at that? Jnails will play his first league match this season against Shaunahan for League A at 23 UTC. And then Wednesday, Rust2 will play Ravenstone for League D, Wednesday midnight UTC. And then Thursday, 13 UTC, Yoifuru will play Z-Wade for League D. Oh, and then there's the dual set finals. Mick v. Hazubzix at 23:30 UTC on Thursday. And Friday, Krakatu will play Sammy for League A at 23 UTC. Sharur will play Monkfish for League D at 19 UTC on Saturday. And on Sunday, we have Ravenstone v. Yoifuru for League D at 3 UTC. And Monkfish v. Jekyll. I think that's the second half, or I think there's two games left to be played for League D Sunday. 13 UTC and Sammy V Jnails for League A, 16 UTC on Sunday. Hooray! And with that, we've reached the spec chat. I was on vacation and I have some observations I want to share with you. First of all, so I was at the Baltic Sea where my heart is. It was very nice. Lots of jellyfish in the BC this year. And with every jellyfish I saw, I wondered about the name because it's neither jelly nor fish. So what is up with that? Also, it reminded me a lot of SpongeBob, which was nice. Second observation, sandcastles. So somehow, I only now realize that With most of the sandcastles on the beach, both the workshopping and the execution is mostly done by parents and not by the kids. I can't really remember how it was with us when we were young, but I do believe that it was my brother and I who did all the building. But this observation has me wondering now. And also, the weirdest castle I saw was definitely a recreation in sand of the Reichstag, the Federal Chancellery, and the Brandenburg Gate. And whoever built this even wrote Bundestag and Bundeskanzleramt in sand, in case people didn't get it. They didn't write Brandenburger Tor, fine. But yeah, I'm very curious who and why thought on vacation they had to build these things on a beach at the Baltic Sea. I have questions. Third observation. I played a lot of Coup or Viking chess, and I observed that there are two emotional states for the panda with this game, and no shades of gray in between those states. Either I am relieved and content, or I'm really, really mad. Like, really mad. And this made me think of my Seven Wonders Duel experiences that I shared a little bit about in my interviews with both Gamesu and Archie. And I think I need to reflect on this. Because maybe I am the one who gets irrationally mad at games and not the other person. And that's what I wanted to share with you. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am at Strumpf, Strumphf. And I will catch you all next week. The game has ended. Bye.